Case number 08-7134. In re Isidora Rodriguez, respondent. Mr. Rodriguez for the respondent.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court, I'm Isidore Rodriguez. Since no response has been filed to my opposition to this court imposing any discipline, I have not reserved any time. After 17 years of practice before this court and 33 years of practice generally, I have been brought before this court in these disciplinary proceedings to enforce not a valid order issued by any court sanctioning me, but by the Virginia State Bar seeking to enforce its void order, usurping judicial authority in violation of the Virginia Constitution, Virginia Code, and the void order doctrine, as well as my substantive rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, the Rules Enabling Act, Federal Rule 46, and DC Rules of Disciplinary Enforcement. The facts are very simple. In 2003, the Department of Justice, in retaliation for my litigating to enforce my rights as a father, used its independent contractor, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, to file a bar complaint for my litigating to enforce my federal rights. Mr. Eric Holder filed it with the Virginia State Bar as well as the DC Bar. Subsequently, Mr. Holder also contacted my former client to file a bar complaint also for my seeking to enforce my perfected Virginia statutory attorney's lien on treasure trove sunk off the Republic of Columbia. In November 2006, the Virginia State Bar serially issued a void order revoking my license for litigating to enforce my statutory rights. On December 14th, in 2006, I filed a notice and demand for a show court hearing.
Is there any evidence in the record that this was retaliatory?
Yes, just by reading the order, Your Honor, of the Virginia State Bar.
What is the evidence that it's retaliatory?
Well, the evidence is that in the Virginia State Bar's opinion, they note that the bar complaint was filed by my client. And then second, they note that Mr. Holder and the National Center filed a complaint because I was litigating to enforce my rights as a father. That is a prima facie case of evidence. I have not been able to get access to any impartial court or a jury trial under the RICO actions as yet because of the surreal holding of the court in this circuit that there's absolute judicial immunity of the Department of Justice as well as the court for malfeasance under RICO. Consequently, the Virginia State Bar issued an order, despite it being a part of a unauthorized disciplinary system that was created by the rules of the Supreme Court of Virginia in violation of Virginia Code 54.13910, 3915, and 3935. In those rules, the General Assembly, pursuant to case law as well as findings in the 1920s, that courts in Virginia did not have authority to terminate and revoke the license of a lawyer beyond the purview of that particular court, expanded the authority to the courts of record to revoke an attorney's license. And they created the Virginia State Bar as a investigative and prosecutorial authority as the administrative arm of the Supreme Court. The Virginia Supreme Court, however, passed through its rules, created an entirely different system. Secondly, the Virginia State Bars usurped judicial authority because it was not created by a court, because the only authority that can create a court is the General Assembly of Virginia, violated the Constitution of Virginia. And finally, even if it was a court, even if the Virginia State Bar was a court, The surreal concept that a court, a state court, could take an attorney's license away for exercising his federal statutory rights as a father and protecting his perfected statutory rights as an attorney, despite my having grown up in the South Bronx, being in Vietnam, even surprises me. Despite this evidence, in June of 2007, disregarded all the malfeasance and violations of the Constitution of Virginia and Virginia Code to affirm this void order. Subsequently, a special panel, as I noted previously, selected by then defendant, now Chief Justice John Roberts, denied me access to an impartial federal court and to a jury trial under RICO to contend against the malfeasance that was established in the record by declaring absolute judicial and executive branch immunity. Now, remember, Eric Holder now is the Department of Justice's Attorney General. The incestuousness of this cronyism, again, despite my being a boy from the South Bronx, even surprises me. Although to date, despite my repeated request to the United States Supreme Court for a show cause hearing.
Sir, I'd suggest you not refer to the Attorney General or the Chief Justice of the United States in such terms. You can make your argument more respectfully. I'd appreciate it if you
I am very respectful. But I, again, you know, when I, as an old barroom fighter, when someone attacks me, I have no choice but to come after them also.
You're not in a barroom, sir. You're in a court of law.
In 2008, the Third Circuit and the Fourth Circuit, the Supreme Court has never taken any action on my repeated requests. All they have done is denied each and every petition for cert to review, pursuant to the supervisory authority and responsibility, these void orders of the Virginia State Bar. In 2008, the Third and Fourth Circuit, as well as the Eastern District of Virginia, in violation of Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, the Rules Enabling Act, issued orders denying me notice and an impartial hearing, and assumed that the Virginia State Bar's order was valid, and revoked my membership to those federal courts. This court in January allowed me now this show court hearing 2.5 years after I requested back in 2006. The void order document is very clear. It's created by Chief Justice John Marshall and Vorwerk and Mrs. Madison. In that, he created very clearly that there are three branches of government with limited power. Each of the branches of government, excuse me, each of these branches of government had certain powers which were limited, and these limits were placed expressly within both the Virginia Constitution as well as the U.S. Constitution. And as it says in Marbury, if these limits may at any time be passed by these intended to be restrained, the entire system falls apart.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Your Honor.
Under the Virginia statute, and the system established by the Virginia Supreme Court, it authorizes anyone who is served with notice of a proceeding before the disciplinary board. You can either file an answer, or you can file a demand that the proceedings before the board be terminated and that further proceedings be conducted pursuant to the
That's the rules.
Virginia statute. Did you do
that's
that?
Not the statute, Your Honor. That's the rule of the Supreme Court.
I know. Did you do that?
Well, the rule of the Supreme Court.
I mean, that's a yes or no.
No, it isn't, because the rule of the Supreme Court created this system.
I asked you the question.
No, because
I understand your argument that
no.
You think that the court had no authority to create this system. But I am asking you the question where the Virginia Supreme Court, pursuant to its rulemaking authority, set up this system. And the system gave you this option. Did you exercise your rights under that system?
No, Your Honor, because the system was void.
All right.
The Virginia Supreme Court cannot usurp the statutory authority of the General Assembly, which created the structure. Under the structure of the General Assembly, in that statute, it says in Section 1, courts of record shall receive certified complaints. It shall then The court has the option of delegating that authority to the Virginia respective committee of the Virginia State Bar's local committees to conduct an investigation, and the proceedings will be before a court of record. Under Section 2, the Supreme Court, if for some reason the attorney is being disciplined by the Supreme Court, will then refer the case to a three-judge panel. That's where the first time the three-judge panel comes in, under Section 2, and that's only if proceeding before the Supreme Court. Other than that, the way the structure is in Virginia under the code was that each county circuit court was to conduct a disciplinary proceeding. However, somewhere along the line, the Virginia State Bar and the court decided to create a unified system distinct and separate from what was authorized by the General Assembly. I see my time is up. If you have any more questions.
Well, I just ask you, do you acknowledge, though, that the General Assembly gave the Virginia Supreme Court the authority to promulgate rules and regulations for organizing the state bar?
Only if they were not inconsistent with what the authority of the General Assembly. And the General Assembly created a distinct and unique disciplinary system. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the case under advisement.